fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
If you still draft quarterbacks in round one, we're here to help.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
I hope you like those live mock draft podcasts. Those are for babies. They're for wimps. This is a real draft that we're doing on the air. We're playing it out. And it's arguably our most important league because it's the Fantasy Football Today League. And I am, yes, I am the reigning champion, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today. We are drafting on Tuesday, August 29th. You are hearing this on Thursday, August 31st, so please keep that in mind. As of now, we don't know how long Ezekiel Elliott is suspended or anything like that. Still operating on the six games. Anything else that we need to, any other disclaimers we need to make, guys? Nope.
Vance McDonald. He's out of San Francisco.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Bad news for Jesse James. Nobody's drafting him anymore.
Yeah, the old womp womp for Double J.
So apparently Vance McDonald got traded to the Steelers?
Yes, correct.
Oh, how about that? I was eating a chicken roll before we got on the air to make sure I was well nourished for this draft, and we are underway. And the four
What's
of us.
What's a chicken roll?
It's a chicken parm roll. It's an Italian thing. It's kind of like a calzone. Chicken parm inside of dough, and then you... It's just like inverted pizza, almost.
That really sounds like something I'd enjoy the hell out of.
Why
don't you send one of those bad boys down here?
You can get them anywhere. Any Italian restaurant will serve them. All right, so here we go with the first five picks. David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones to Heath. Jamie Eisenberg takes Odell Beckham. And on the clock now, we're waiting for George to make the sixth pick. I have the eighth pick. And guess what, guys? I'm going to go off the board. And I'm going to take... No, I'm not going to take him because he just got drafted sixth.
You're going to take Jordy?
I was going to take Jordy over Michael Thomas. But it will either be for me, Mike Evans, or Michael Thomas. Prisco. Prisco will screw this up.
You know that AJ Green's still there, right?
Nope. Okay. It'll be AJ Green. Thank you. I was going to take Jordy Nelson over AJ Green.
That's your problem, Heath. Just yakety schmackety. Why don't you tell him everybody?
I would have figured it out.
I'll just sort it by my rankings, Adam.
Okay. Does everybody have AJ Green as their next wide receiver off the board?
No, but I wouldn't have minded taking him or Mike Evans.
All right. So Jamie and Heath have AJ Green. Dave has Mike Evans, and Pete Prisco has LeSean McCoy.
Oh,
I'm going to
get one
team.
Of them anyway.
Yeah. All right. So where are you picking, Dave? You're right behind me.
What a spot to be in.
How about
right behind
that?
Adam Azer.
AJ Green to me. Dave will take Mike Evans. And through the first nine picks, we have six wide receivers and three running backs. This is a 12-team PPR league. And 15 rounds, guys?
Yes.
Two running backs, two receivers, a flex, one quarterback, one tight end. Kicker, DST. Heath, when will you be drafting your kicker?
I'm not going to draft a kicker. We've got a waiver period before the draft, right?
You have to.
I am rebelling against these rules.
Who's the next pick, guys? So we've got six receivers, three running backs. You could take Melvin Gordon, Devontae Freeman, or Michael Thomas here. Those are probably going to be the three most logical picks. Who would you take? It was
Freeman
Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon got picked. You'd take Freeman, Heath?
Yes.
Jamie, who would you have taken? Freeman, Gordon, or Michael Thomas?
Thomas.
Dave?
You know me. I'm a Melvin Gordon guy.
All right. Now, Jamie, since you took the wide receiver there, what would you have done in standard?
Gordon?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Gordon was the 10th pick in the draft. All right. So again, Dave had 9th. I had 8th. Jamie had 5th. And Heath had 4th. Now Devontae Freeman goes off the board.
Team Kreeth.
I really would love to start my team with one running back and one wide receiver. Of course, I think a lot of people are going to feel that way. Michael Thomas goes 12th and Jay Ajayi 13th. And the best running back available is DeMarco Murray. If he is there at my next pick, I will take him, but Dave might feel the same way.
I just had a panic attack. Solved. I would just like to give a public thank you to Frank Oliarczyk, who is the man behind everything that we do here at CBS Sports. I accidentally erased another league thinking I was deleting the rosters on this league.
Commissioner of the year. Commissioner of the year.
That would have been a hashtag commish show.
Yes. So I deleted the entire league, and then I had people saying, because I thought I was deleting the rosters from this league that we're in to clear out the roster spots. And then I had two people say, yeah, you didn't clear out the rosters. What happened?
Oh, my God.
Like, what are you talking about? I hit the button.
Oh, wow.
And no, you didn't.
Yep.
So some of the picks recently, the end of round one was Michael Thomas, then Jay Ajayi, Dez Bryant. Rob Gronkowski goes with the 15th overall pick. Oh, Dave, you jerk. You took DeMarco Murray.
After all those nice things I had to say about your brother before the podcast, and you're calling me a jerk?
So now we get to find
how
out how I feel about Jordan Howard, Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott.
Ah, see, now the pressure is on.
Or let me ask you this. Does Brandon Cooks enter this discussion now with the top eight or nine receivers off the board? Is it eight with Dez Bryant being eight?
I think it is eight.
Cooks is nine. Is he in this tier?
I don't think so.
No? Heath? Nope. No?
He's not going to get past me, I can tell you that.
I would say he's in this tier, yes. There are two other receivers I would take before him, but he's in the tier.
Do I go with Zeke here? Does he go with Zeke, ladies and gentlemen? I think he does.
I don't think he does.
I think he might.
He doesn't have the guts.
Well, I think you should take us through your mindset, Adam.
Okay, because I got 30 seconds left. I have one wide receiver on my team. It's AJ Green. It's PPR. DeMarco Murray would have been my pick. Would also taken Dez Bryant. They went with two of the last three picks along with Rob Gronkowski. All right. I think
I'm going
to take a risk, and I'm going to take – what happened? Oh, you gave me more time. No, I was going to take Todd Gurley. I'm going to take Todd Gurley here.
Yeah. Two chicken.
So he was that. You would have taken Zeke?
No, not at all. I wouldn't take Zeke with my next pick, so I was trying to get somebody to take him before it got to me, so one more player would fall to me.
I think that's going to happen.
It happened. It just happened. Pete Prisco took him with the fifth pick of round two.
Interesting.
So George is on the clock now, and then you would have had to choose, Jamie, between Brandon Cooks or Ezekiel Elliott, and you already
had. I would have taken Zeke.
You would have taken Zeke? Okay. And now you can't take Cooks because he just went.
LeSean McCoy and Ezekiel Elliott.
Wait, let's. Jamie's going to make his pick. Or did you just do it? Doug Baldwin?
Yes.
And now, Heath, you, Jamie, went receiver. Dave and I have receiver running back. Heath, you have Julio Jones, and you're on the clock.
Yes. And I would normally take a receiver here. My top two players are receivers. Like, four of my top five are. But I think there's kind of a drop off after Jordan Howard. I don't believe he's going to come back to me in the third. I don't like third-round running backs, so I'm going to take Jordan Howard.
All right. Jordan Howard it is. And I don't know exactly why I took Gurley over Howard. It just maybe one draft I would take Howard over Gurley, but I just felt it. Can we talk about the Brandon Cooks thing and why you guys seem to be a little bit split on whether or not he's a top 15, 16 pick if he's in that tier with Dez and Michael Thomas?
I don't think he's quite in that tier. I think he's in the tier below it, especially in a PPR. I think the chances of him, he'll get a few more catches now that Edelman's not on the field, but I still feel good and safer about Doug Baldwin, who was available at the same time, Amari Cooper, and maybe I'm the only guy on this island, but I still think DeAndre Hopkins is going to get peppered with targets this year. So I'm not putting Brandon Cooks past those three. But after those three guys, yeah, you could say that Cooks is there.
Really? You'd take Hopkins over Cooks?
I would.
Oof,
not me.
That's bold. Let's catch up on some other picks. So after I took Gurley, it was Zeke, Brandon Cooks, Doug Baldwin to Jamie, Jordan Howard to Heath, Christian McCaffrey to Tobin, Amari Cooper goes to Nick, and now yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Just to put it in perspective, I believe, Dave, you said he'd be almost similar to what he was last year. Right, Cooks before the Edelman injury.
Sure.
So just to give you an idea, last year we finished in PPR. He was the 10th best receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was before
that's
Edelman.
Pretty good.
It was, and it wasn't a great year for receivers. I said that all the time.
We've got a fascinating Keenan Allen chat room today too.
Keenan Allen and Terrell Pryor to Scott Riley. So he does David Johnson, Keenan Allen, and Terrell Pryor. Other wide receivers he could have taken, Hopkins, Hilton, Demarius, Devontae Adams, probably be a reach there. Here's Nick Kostos. Nick Kostos so far has Le'Veon Bell and Amari Cooper. That's probably my favorite start. And he takes Leonard Fournette. Fournette, 26th overall, guys, in PPR.
He really likes Leonard Fournette.
He took Fournette in round one in a mock draft months ago. Yeah. Months ago.
Yeah, so I think this is the wrong format.
YOLO, peoples.
Except to use the profanity. But that's not YOLOing. That's perfectly appropriate, Fournette at 26 overall, right?
In PPR, I think it's a little bit YOLO.
Yeah?
You got to really, really like Leonard Fournette to take him that high.
Other running backs that were on the board were Crowell, Dalvin Cook, Kareem Hunt. And now Kareem Hunt to Jamie. So
yeah, I went off my draft board, but I want to draft Kareem Hunt because I haven't drafted him yet since the injury. So
fair enough.
I took him over Crowell.
So round three is interesting. Terrell Pryor, Leonard Fournette, T.Y. Hilton, Travis Kelce to Heath, Homer or legit?
Legit.
Dave, Jamie, Homer pick or legit for Heath? Fourth pick of round three, Travis Kelce.
Legit.
I think it's a little homerish.
Then Jamie took Kareem Hunt, and
that's a homer. I'm totally all about the Chiefs.
yeah. Actually, it's kind of interesting, Heath, that you had two Chiefs to pick from there, and you went with Kelce over Hunt.
Yes. Well,
and we have this discussion already.
Yeah, I think we've talked about Kareem Hunt and my feelings on this situation a lot in the last 2 days.
I think that Kareem Hunt is the next Jamal Charles. Heath thinks that Kareem Hunt is the next Charcandrick West.
No, he thinks that Kareem Hunt is the next Denver Jamal Charles.
Denver Jamal Charles looked pretty good this week.
He did. Now, remember, when you say we talked about that in the last 2 days, this podcast is airing 2 days later than when we're recording.
We'll talk about it again tomorrow. It'll work.
The last 3 days. Excuse me. 3 days.
All right, so here we go, guys. Let's talk this out. Kareem Hunt to Jamie, Demaryius Thomas to George. Pete Prisco took Greg Olsen. That's...
Dave's about to get a gift because whoever you don't take, he's going to be very happy about.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we both have one wide receiver and one running back. I have Green and Gurley. So I could take Aaron Rodgers. Didn't love – I felt there were enough good running backs. I might get a good one in round three. I didn't love Hopkins here. Dave just took Hopkins. I don't like Golden Tate here. I don't like Alshon Jeffrey. So I passed on the wide receivers. The running backs that were on the board, Crowell, Miller, Dalvin Cook, C.J. Anderson, Carlos Hyde, Joe Mixon, Ty Montgomery. I'm fine with one of those as my fourth round pick. So, Dave, you take Hopkins over Crowell. I was a little surprised by that since I know how much you like Crowell.
I do like Crowell, and I definitely like getting running backs on my team, but it's a PPR league, and I know that receivers are very, very valuable. I've got two guys in my top 12 in my starting lineup. Very excited about it. And listen, I know DeAndre Hopkins is coming off a terrible year. Everybody that played with Brock Osweiler is coming off of horrible, horrible seasons, and I don't even know if he's going to throw a pass in the NFL ever again. I like the situation with Savage. I don't know what's up with his hand. It worries me a little bit, but I think he's going to get a boatload of targets with Will Fuller not on the field. No one else really stepping up in that passing game. I think DeAndre Hopkins, not quite double digits in touchdowns, but over 1,000 yards. 6-7 touchdowns at minimum, and tons of catches.
Would you have taken Aaron Rodgers or Hopkins?
Hopkins.
Okay. I asked Pete Prisco, why'd you take Greg Olsen in round three? Tight end position sucks in the NFL. Have to get them when you can. Now, keep in mind, Pete doesn't really – he's not a fantasy guy like us. He doesn't know when Greg Olsen usually goes.
And so, what I would say is – I agree with Pete in Greg Olsen's value in a PPR league being in the third round. The problem with taking him there is he could have just taken him in the fourth because nobody else is going to do that.
Sure.
But third I think in this format, Olsen, that's not a bad pick.
Okay. So we've got Dalvin Cook off the board after DeAndre Hopkins went. Dave, I think you probably saw the same thing I saw. This group of running backs, Crowell, Lamar Miller, C.J. Anderson, Carlos Hyde, Joe Mixon, Ty Montgomery, Mark Ingram, Amir Abdullah. We've got some damn good ones here. And
I'll get to pick one before you. That's the best part.
Yeah. Who's your favorite right now?
Crowell still.
Okay,
and
who's
then
your
after
second?
After that, it's Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde. The wide receivers that are on the board, we've got Golden Tate. We've got Diggs, Crabtree, Sammy Watkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Devontae Adams, Martavis Bryant. I do wonder how I feel like you guys are a little low on Devontae Adams this year. A little lower than I would expect. You have him like around 20th, right?
Yeah,
he's lower in PPR. You're counting on the touchdowns to be repetitive and the catches to hopefully go up. I don't know if those two things can coincide.
I think he's definitely worth a pick at this point. I don't think he's worth one higher, and I don't think anybody's expecting him to get 12 touchdowns again.
Mm-mm.
But
no.
I believe I said this last week, that Packers running game, it looks like it's Ty Montgomery's. It looks like he'll be the main guy, but it's not like they put enough resources at it to solve it and to make it more of a part of their offense. This is still Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball a lot. And if the run game can't get going, it's going to be a lot like last year, which means an abundance of targets to go around. That'll help Devontae Adams.
Yeah, Adams was the number 7 wide receiver in standard, number 9 in PPR last year. He did have less than 50 receiving yards in 5 of his last 7 games and 6 of his last 9 games. So you do get that concern. But see, I see Golden Tate go ahead of Adams. All right, I guess I get that. Ahead of Crabtree. Stephon Diggs going ahead, like, even in PPR, it's just like a receiver, granted the number 2 receiver, but on the Packers compared to the number 1 receiver on the Vikings, I just can't see myself taking Diggs over Devontae Adams. Who would?
You think it's reasonable to think that Adams scores, what, 8 touchdowns this year?
Yeah, I do.
And everything else just stays the same?
No, I think it's reasonable that he gets more yards and catches. Because first of all, he was very uninvolved early in the year.
But Randall Cobb was also hurt most of the year.
Was he?
Half the year. He didn't miss half the year, but he was hurt half the year.
I mean, it's possible Devontae Adams just sort of emerges and is better than what... And Devontae Adams is the next pick, by the way. And then Dave takes Carlos Hyde. So, Adam, ooh, I'm starting to feel Ty Montgomery here.
Ah, you're on bypassing the Lamar Miller.
It would be...
Dave trashes Packers run game. Adam excited about Ty Montgomery.
It would be... No, it would be Lamar Miller, Joe Mixon, CJ Anderson, Ty Montgomery. Give me a pick here, guys. Who would you take? Everybody's got Lamar Miller number one. I feel like I owe it to you to take Lamar Miller number one.
What do you add at receiver?
I only have one. I have Aaron Rodgers, AJ Green, and Todd Gurley.
Hey, this is a PPR league.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
I was just trying to help.
No, but you're right. I mean, but I'm not going to take Jameson Crowder or Crabtree. Yeah, Crabtree's interesting here.
I think he's pretty safe.
But if I don't take a running back here, I'm going to take a running back. Let's go with CJ Anderson.
Wow. So you didn't go with the guy you really wanted to take, and you didn't go with the guy that everybody has ranked as the best player.
I could not
sit there.
What was
your process to choose the guy you didn't want and the guy that nobody else wanted?
I didn't
want
to have Todd Gurley and Lamar Miller after they were
Wow, this worked out great.
They were both so bad last year. All right, Jamie, give me your thought process here. CJ Anderson, then Tyreek Hill goes. That's too early, 42nd overall.
It's a no-brainer. I like Lamar Miller in the 3rd round. Now I'm getting him in the 4th round.
Yeah.
I agree. There's some downside to consider. But if he's as good as he was last year, which by all accounts was a down season for him, he's well worth this pick.
Yeah, I think he would have been worth my pick, too. I didn't want to pair him with Todd Gurley. It felt too risky to me.
He finished last season as a top 20 running back in PPR.
Yeah, that's not very good for a guy who had like the 7th most carries in the NFL or something.
Yeah, so that's not very good. But getting him at 44th overall,
it's good.
See where Jamie's coming from.
Jamie, what's your team right now?
My team is the best. Odell Beckham and Doug Baldwin were my first two picks. Kareem Hunt in the 3rd round and Lamar Miller in the 4th round.
Yeah, it's very, very strong. How many quarterbacks off the board so far? Just one?
Just one. I'm considering Brady. There's really 3 players, and I'm trying to guess if any of them might come back to me. Crabtree, Mark Ingram, and Tom Brady. I think Ingram's the most likely to come back. I think Crabtree is the right pick, so I'm going to take Crabtree, giving me a receiving core of Julio and Crabtree, which is very nice.
And your other 2 players?
I also have Jordan Howard and Travis Kelce.
Jordan Howard. So your team right now, Heath, through 4 rounds, you have the 4th overall pick. Jordan Howard, Julio Jones, Michael Crabtree, and Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Give me an estimate on how many catches for Jordan Howard.
30.
Okay. All right. Next up, we've got off the board Joe Mixon. So, yeah, best running backs available, Danny Woodhead, in no particular order. Mark Ingram, Amir Abdullah, Mike Gillisley, Bilal Powell. Best wide receivers available, Crowder, Fitzgerald, Martavis Bryant, Sammy Watkins, Willie Snead, Jarvis Landry.
And just compare those two positions. Look at the receivers that are left. I don't think anybody would have a problem picking from that group. And you look at the running backs that are left, and there's some warts in there. I think it's I think if you disagree with me, then fine, you're probably somebody that likes the zero RB, likes to wait for running backs. You're totally fine with getting those rushers. But if you're like me, they make you queasy. Getting those running backs earlier in your draft save you from having to scrounge from that group later on.
Are you a little surprised? Does it feel kind of running back heavy so far for a PPR league? Almost everybody has, everybody's got at least one. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of 12 owners with two picks left in round four have two running backs. It feels a little surprised considering that you can start a wide receiver, obviously, at flex. And Tom Brady goes 47th. Tevin Coleman goes 48th to finish round four. Jimmy Graham, 49th. I always like looking at the number one and number two teams. So number one team has David Johnson and Tevin Coleman. Is that too early? You got Ingram on the board, Abdullah, Woodhead, Tevin Coleman.
Yes, I would say that's too early.
Way early.
Yeah. So it's David Johnson, Tevin Coleman, Terrell Pryor, Keenan Allen, and Jimmy Graham. All right. After Jordan Reed went to Nick, Jamison Crowder. Heath, you got Mark Ingram. Good job.
Very happy that that worked out that way.
All right, Jamie. Jamie's on the clock
right
now.
Come on. This is easy.
Oh, hold on. Let's see if we can guess. Lamar Miller and Kareem Hunt, Odell Beckham and Doug Baldwin. Are you going to take Amir Abdullah, Jamison Crowder?
Of course I'm going to take Amir Abdullah.
Is Crowder gone? Crowder's gone.
Crowder is gone, yes.
Jamie takes Abdullah. So you've got three running backs and two receivers so far.
Yep.
Bilal Powell goes with the next pick. And now Pete Prisco is on the clock as I am getting ready.
I'm going to have a tough call.
Prisco takes Drew Brees. All right, I've got Rodgers, Gurley, and C.J. Anderson. I could definitely use a wide receiver here. I have A.J. Green as my one wide receiver. Now, maybe I'll take Ertz in round six if he's there. But tight end in PPR, guys, is interesting because, you know, I'm sure we will talk about this on the Wednesday show, which you'll hear before this. We did a PPR draft on Monday night, the podcast league. Like, Tyler Eifert's not a catch guy. Hunter Henry's not going to be a catch guy. Ertz and Rudolph would be. Round five is way too early. But it does thin out. All right, so I'm going to take a wide receiver here. Or am I? Yeah. Fitzgerald, no way. I don't take Fitzgerald. I don't do Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
but why not, though?
100 catches is awful in the fourth round.
Yeah,
in fifth round.
I can understand in standard. I totally understand the standard argument. But why not this?
I'll give you a stat in a minute after I make this pick. Let's go upside. Martavis Bryant. I know you're not going to be a PPR machine, but Martavis Bryant. All right, let me get my Larry Fitzgerald
stat. That
made
my pick easier.
What'd you do?
I took Doug Martin.
Okay.
Man, running backs are just flying off the
board. I mean, that's how I operate, but it's like I told you. I don't expect a lot of running backs to be to my liking later on in the draft.
I think you could have got him next round.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean,
I don't think so. That might be the time to get him is round six rather than round five, but
because I like Doug Martin,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you needed to take him there. Picking toward the end, where you are, who's picking after you?
Well, I'll tell you why I did it. Because Chris Towers only has one running back,
but
he's
he would
got
not
two
take
picks
Doug
after
Martin.
Me.
It's knowing the people in the league. None of these guys were going to take Doug Martin at this spot.
Well, okay, forget about knowing the people
in the
league.
Then who do I take instead?
Dave had the 57th pick in a PPR.
You could have taken a tight end. You could have taken a quarterback.
There wasn't a tight end that I liked. There wasn't a quarterback.
You don't like Ertz at this point?
Not in late round five. I think it's too soon. I'd rather pay too much for the running back, even one who's going to miss three games.
I mean, you've got Doug Martin in your flex right now. I like Doug Martin as a third running back a lot, but you could have just taken Larry Fitzgerald to play your flex, and then Martin could have been your third running back.
Let me give you a negative on Doug Martin. Tell me how much it matters. He's obviously suspended three games. His next three games coming off the suspension, the Giants, the Patriots, and the Cardinals on the road. That Giants at home, Patriots at home at Arizona.
And look, I don't expect Jacquizz Rodgers to keep him off the field, but I also don't expect at least that first game that they're just going to throw 25 touches at Doug Martin.
No.
Guys, let me give you a Larry Fitzgerald stat, but first I do need to tell you about Simply Safe because home security is very important. You go out of town, you know who gets excited? You get excited, but burglars also get excited. You're leaving your house empty, so take $100 off a really good home security package from Simply Safe. Simply Safe has everything you need to protect your home. No long-term contracts. This is huge. No installation costs. No hidden fees. I got home security like a year and a half ago. The installation costs were over $100. No installation fees, and you're saving $100 at simplysafe.com/FFT. So that's the deal. $100 off your summer security package, simplysafe.com/FFT. This sale ends very soon. So go to simplysafe.com/FFT for $100 off, simplysafe.com/FFT. All right, let's catch up on what I missed. Oh, first your Larry Fitzgerald stat. He was just taken, by the way, last pick of round five. Final six games of the year, he averaged 10.5 fantasy points per game in PPR. If he did that for 16 games, Fitzgerald would have been the number 41 wide receiver in PPR. So he wasn't even good there. He's going to be 34 years old. I just could see the end coming this year for Larry Fitzgerald.
That was the final how many games?
Seven.
What about the first nine?
No, he was great.
Like the number two receiver in PBR?
He was great, no question.
Okay. I just think those should probably be equally weighed.
I agree. It's a personal thing. Look, you know how it is in fantasy. You got your guys you like and you guys you don't like. So I'm understanding I'm going to be lower on Larry Fitzgerald. Sorry, I'm on the clock. All right. Dave, who'd you just take?
I just took Sammy Watkins, and I also just confirmed what Jamie said, that Chris Towers, I asked him if he would have taken Doug Martin if I hadn't, and he said, quote, probably not. And then Pete Prisco said, quote, nobody wants your crappy players, Dave.
Pete is a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We are at pick 65. I have Aaron Rodgers, C.J. Anderson, Todd Gurley, A.J. Green, and Martavis Bryant. So it's either going to be Mike Gillisley or some good wide receivers here. I'm going to take Mike Gillisley, guys. I think. Yeah, it's Gillisley, Lynch, Frank Gore. Running back is about to get kind of thin.
It's fine. You got to remember what you're looking at now. You're looking at third running backs. These guys look a lot like third running backs.
And I'm taking Mike Gillisley. And I'm getting a lot of people hate me for taking like the full 90 seconds. All right, so after Gillisley was Marshawn Lynch. Before Gillisley, let's catch up. Fitzgerald. All right, I took Martavis Bryant. Dave took Doug Martin. To finish out round five, Allen Robinson went. Zach Ertz, Larry Fitzgerald, Devontae Parker. That's an interesting turn there for Will, Fitz and Parker. Danny Woodhead, Jarvis Landry, Sammy Watkins. Then I took Mike Gillisley, Pete took Marshawn Lynch, George took Kelvin Benjamin, and here's Jamie.
Guess who?
Lamar Miller, Kareem Hunt, Odell Beckham, exactly Doug Baldwin, it's Willie Snead, right?
Yep.
You're going to cost Nick a trade.
Abdullah and Willie Snead. So, okay, Jamie has three running backs and three receivers. They're Miller, Hunt, and Abdullah, Beckham, Baldwin, and Snead. All right. All right. Heath, you're on the clock. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I wish that I could take Willie Snead. I would consider Russell Wilson here. I'm pretty excited about him this year. I've gotten more excited watching how the Seahawks just cannot run the ball in the preseason. But I should probably fill my flex first, and I'll take somebody that everybody hates. No.
God, I like when you do that.
I'm going to take Pierre Garçon. I was going to take Emmanuel Sanders, but I'm going to take Garçon instead.
I'm really hoping to take Jeremy Maclin at some point in this draft. I'm just going to tell you guys that right now.
You better do it if I don't.
If you don't, I have two picks before you go again. So we're at pick 70 now, and the 69th pick was Garçon, and here is pick 70 to Jeff Tobin. Let's take a look at Jeff's team. Rookie running backs, Christian McCaffrey and Joe Mixon. Receivers are his strength. Antonio Brown, he's got a good team. Antonio Brown, T.Y. Hilton, and Jamison Crowder. So far through 70 picks, or 69 picks, we have 6 tight ends and 3 quarterbacks off the board. Do you guys think that this is more running back heavy than what you usually see in PPR?
I think it was in the first 3 rounds, but it's normalized now.
All right. Emmanuel Sanders. Jamie, chatting it up in the chat room. Did you watch Game of Thrones yet? He asks. I watched it, Jamie. What'd you think?
I liked it. I liked it.
I liked it too. It's a very different show. It's a summer blockbuster now, but it's still fun. All right, Nick's on the clock. Let's grade Nick Kostos' team, everybody. Tom Brady, Le'Veon Bell, Leonard Fournette, Amari Cooper, and Jordan Reed. So how about he and Pete Prisco, 2 teams in a PPR league that have 1 wide receiver, and Prisco's is Tyreek Hill.
I mean, I don't know what he's going to do at wide receiver the rest of the way, but good grief is he stacked everywhere else.
Yeah.
Brady, Bell, Fournette, and Jordan Reed and Amari Cooper. That's a strong team.
If you're going to have a hole somewhere, wide receiver 2 isn't a bad place to have a hole when that is the rest of your team around it.
Mm-hmm. How
like
do you feel, though?
The way that he built it out. I mean, Reed is a risk just because of the injuries. But when he's on his game, he's got so many game breakers in there. It's a nice team. I got to give Nick credit.
Yeah. Tell me if you agree with this. Wide receiver 2 is okay to be weak at. Wide receiver 1, bad to be weak at.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We do have a very funny chat room. Tyrell Williams off the board to Nick Kostos. So that's his number 2 receiver right now. So we still have some other receivers on the board. We've got John Brown. We've got Chris Hogan, Brandon Marshall, Corey Davis, Jeremy Maclin. Where is Tyrell Williams in this group?
He's among them.
Well, he's not any longer because someone picked him.
Right. Well, I mean,
he was among them. Yes, he is definitely in that group of receivers.
Yeah.
Under the wide receiver tab in the draft room.
Yeah, he is.
Find him there with them.
Certainly there. Jamie, who are you liking more these days, John Brown or Jeremy Maclin?
John Brown has more upside.
Okay. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you take him, though.
John Brown?
Yeah, like you don't always draft for upside.
No, it depends on the team.
All right, guys, let's see what's going on here in this current round. I got caught up in the chat. Love that Game of Thrones chat. Willie Snead to Jamie, Pierre Garçon to Heath, Emmanuel Sanders to Jeff, Tyrell Williams, so a little wide receiver run. Before that, we even had Kelvin Benjamin. 5 receivers in a row, and now Russell Wilson, the pick at 72 overall to finish round 6. He is the 4th wide receiver off the board. All right. I'm sorry, did I say Russell Wilson is not a wide receiver? He's a quarterback, officially. This is the point for me where my general strategy, I've said this on the podcast, with quarterback is like, just wait. If I'm not getting Rodgers or Brady, I don't need Russell Wilson. I don't need Matt Ryan. I don't need Mariota. I don't even really need Breeze. I'll take Derek Carr and Andrew Luck and Ben Roethlisberger. What do you guys think? What's your strategy?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think Russell Wilson's different. Russell Wilson in the 7th round, I feel really good about.
Yep.
What if it were the last pick of the 6th round instead of the first pick of the 7th?
No. Yeah. No.
Reach. This draft has come to a screeching halt, so let's talk about our teams. All right. Heath, you had the 4th pick, and you'll be on the clock soon. Take us through your team and how you're feeling about it.
I am very pleased with my team so far. I've got Jordan Howard and Mark Ingram are my running backs. Receivers are Julio Jones, Michael Crabtree, and Pierre Garçon, and Travis Kelce is my tight end. I'm not going to take a quarterback here because Russell Wilson's gone, and there's no other quarterback I'm taking at this spot. I'm not. Kyle Rudolph's my top-rated player, but that would be kind of silly since I have Kelce. I'm probably going to take Frank Gore.
Okay. Jamie, you had the 5th pick. Your receivers are Beckham, Baldwin, and Snead. You have Lamar Miller, Kareem Hunt, and Amir Abdullah. I really like your team. I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah, it's worked out that... Sorry, what? The chat room is making me laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going off the rails in a hurry.
Yeah.
It's got to be annoying to hear us laughing at the chat room and not know what we're laughing about.
It's worked out that after Baldwin, after Beckham and Baldwin, three players that I really like, four players that I really like, ended up falling to me in good spots. Like I said, I may have taken Hunt a couple spots too soon, but Lamar Miller in the fourth round, Abdullah in the fifth round, and Willie Sneed in the sixth round. Mm-hmm. Everybody who listens to our show knows those are guys that I'm taking any chance I get.
All right, let's talk about the last couple of picks, or the last three picks. The last four picks. First four picks of round seven. Terrence West, John Brown, Rob Kelly, Frank Gore. Heath took Gore. So John Brown goes, and Terrence West, Rob Kelly, and Frank Gore. Heath, how would you rank those three in PPR?
Frank Gore, Terrence West, and Rob Kelly. Dave, I think people underestimate how many passes West caught last year.
Yeah, but there was no Woodhead.
He's not healthy right now, though.
It's true.
Like, how long do we? What's the over-under on Danny Woodhead games?
I'll say 15. Who knows?
I think it might be a little lower than that.
Is he really that unhealthy?
Well, no, he's just 32 years old. Yeah. He's got a hamstring injury right now, and he's missed two of the last 3 years.
That was my argument all along against Danny Woodhead. Okay. Guess it just took that hamstring injury. Chris Hogan off the board. Jamie, you took Derrick Henry, and then Matt Ryan went. Azer's on the clock right now. Azer's got Flava. I've got Rodgers, Gurley, Anderson, and Mike Gillisley. AJ Green and Martavis Bryant. Not loving my wide receivers. That's my weakness. So yeah. Will Jeremy Maclin make it back to me?
I would expect so.
Will's got like 15 receivers, so you don't have to worry about him.
Chris isn't taking Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah,
that's not a Chris player.
Chris is definitely taking Mike Wallace if you have to break it down. Might, though.
I'm going to take Tyler Eifert.
I think it's a good pick there.
80th
Except
overall.
Kyle Rudolph was still there.
So yeah,
that might force me into taking Rudolph. I was really hoping that you wouldn't take Eifert, so then one of those tight ends would slide to me in round eight. But you didn't do that, you punk.
Sliding into your DMs in round eight? Dave, you're on the clock. What do you got?
I know.
That's cool.
I'm debating Rudolph versus the other receivers who are left on the board. The Brandon Marshalls, the Eric Deckers, the DeSean Jacksons. They would all be number three receivers for my team. And you know what? I think one of those three.
Nothing. Never mind.
I think one of those three will be there for me in round eight. Not to mention all the quarterbacks who are left. So I think I'm going to settle on Rudolph. I don't love it, but I've got my tight end in PPR.
So what I was going to say is, but I thought better of it because I don't want to help you, was the only person after you that doesn't have a tight end.
Is Will. Right. I knew that going in, but I didn't want Will to take Rudolph because then that would have left me with Hunter Hurst Henry.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I like him a lot, but I think Rudolph is significantly better in PPR.
Well, this is a really interesting part of the draft, though, because now that Rudolph and Eifert are off the board, Hunter Henry, Martellus Bennett, Delanie Walker, Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle, five left. Henry, Walker, Bennett, Doyle, Ebron. And those, I don't think you want to be starting Julius Thomas or Jason Witten. I don't even know if you want to be starting those guys. You will. But I think, Dave, you had to take Rudolph. Because it's just it gets so thin.
Unless Will wasn't going to take him.
But somebody else. Oh, yeah, right. Dave could have taken him in the next round. All right, so let's see. Kyle Rudolph to Dave. Corey Davis is the next pick. How do you guys feel about the Titans wide receivers right now?
Not great. But as long as they're all ready for week one, then there's so much potential.
So who's
your favorite? They will be a dangerous trio when they're all on the field, and it'll make Tennessee's offense very, very hard to deal with. But we know that Corey Davis isn't 100%. It'll probably take him a few weeks to.
Oh, he may play in this week's preseason game.
That would help. I know he's on track for week one.
I thought Corey Davis had fallen to a point to where he was really an excellent sleeper and good value. The seventh round is not that time.
I may disagree just with the receivers that are coming off the board.
82nd overall. So Heath, and then Randall Cobb goes 83rd overall. That was surprising to me.
No, that's a team Kreeth pick. Bounce back season. He was doing really well before he got hurt. He's got to be 100%.
That's Chris Towers you're talking about. So Heath, who would you have taken ahead of Corey Davis?
DeSean Jackson for sure. I wouldn't take him here because you don't have to, but Mike Wallace, Jordan Matthews, Adam Thielen, Corey Coleman.
Look who Will took, Dave.
I know, Hunter Harris-Henry.
He probably would have taken Kyle Rudolph in that case. Here's my Kyle Rudolph stat. The reason why I'm avoiding him, you guys buy into him. Rudolph led all tight ends in targets with 132. He was the fourth best tight end in standard. He was second best in PPR. You look at tight ends with 120 or more targets over the last 5 years, and only one of 11 finished with fewer fantasy points than Kyle Rudolph. So he needed all those targets last year.
He did, but I don't think there's, like, Michael Floyd's not walking through that door to take targets.
No, I know. But, yeah. But everybody loves Stephon Diggs, and everybody loves a good chat room.
Are you concerned at all with Diggs playing outside?
No. Dave looked it up on Pro Football Focus for me the day that they announced that, and Diggs was actually more efficient outside than he was inside last year.
But Sam Bradford can't throw it outside, though.
He can throw it outside. He had the highest passer rating on deep balls last year. He just didn't do it very often. He's going to do it more often now.
That's the concern, but I like that Diggs is clearly talented enough to handle working on the outside. They're going to mix and match. I don't think there's a slot guy per se in Minnesota anymore. I think that they're just going to – some plays will be Diggs, some plays will be Thielen, some plays will be Rudolph. That'll cause some real matchup problems. And look, I still get crappy Brandon Marshall in round 8.
There you go. Great pick, Marone.
Marone took Paul Perkins. Some of the recent picks.
I'm not even taking him.
Hunter Henry was the last pick of round 7. Oh, you're not taking him. James White, Thomas Rawls, Paul Perkins. I'm going to pick Jeremy Maclin here. And, yeah, that's a no-brainer for me. That's my number 3 receiver. So, look, when you take a quarterback in round 3, a tight end in round 7, you might not have great depth at wide receiver. In fact, I think my number 2 receiver is not all that good necessarily. Well, Martavis Bryant, just PPR.
I mean, that's probably your flex most weeks.
Maclin, yeah, I'll probably flex Maclin over Gillisley, typically. So, anyway, yeah, I made the choice to take a quarterback early and then a tight end in round 7. And I'm going to tell you more about the draft in just a second. I do have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And we all use Harry's Razors. And we all love Harry's Razors. Look, Harry's is a really good shave. It's closer than what I had used before. And the price is just unbeatable. And I want you to know this. I want you to know why I use Harry's Razors now. Because you can get a free trial set. You get a free trial shave set for free at harrys.com/FFT. All you have to do is pay for shipping. All right, harrys.com/FFT. This is a really solid, quality, close, comfortable shave and a company started by Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were just fed up with buying overpriced razors. So they started Harry's to fix that, and they bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade-making experience. You're not buying from the middleman anymore. You're buying directly from them. They're shipping it right to your door, and they're so confident in their product, they're giving you a trial set for free. So just give it a shot. You're going to say, look, this is a really good shave. May as well save some money. A $13 value for free when you sign up. All you have to do is cover shipping. You get a razor handle, 5 blades, rich lathering shave gel, which is awesome, and a travel blade cover. Harrys.com/FFT. That's Harrys.com/FFT. All right, so I took Maclin. Pete Prisco took Brandon Marshall. George took Duke Johnson. Jamie, I want to sell you on Theo Riddick here as insurance for Ameer Abdullah. What do you think in round 8?
Tell me. Come on.
Well, I did this in the podcast league draft in a 14-team league. You could take Riddick. You could take Sproles. You could take Peterson. You could take McFadden. But Riddick caught 80 passes 2 years ago. I only think he's really good if Abdullah gets hurt. He's just kind of bye-week replacement otherwise. But that's my selling point. You should take Riddick.
He was last year on pace in the 10 games that he played to be the number 6 running back in PPR.
Right, but that was obviously without Abdullah.
Sure.
I've got a...
Right, if Abdullah gets hurt, if Abdullah gets hurt, you have an absolute stud in PPR, I think.
He's my next highest ranked running back.
I've got a good Theo Riddick stat.
Ooh, all right.
From at FG Dolan, Joe Dolan on Twitter, Ty Montgomery, who has been a running back for less than a calendar year, has 95 fewer career rushing yards than Theo Riddick.
Yeah, he's 3 less than 4 yards per carry for his career. Jamie did take Theo Riddick. But Riddick catches a ton of passes. And also,
this is a good time.
It is, right? Yeah, 93rd overall, 92nd.
It's the format where you could actually play both these guys together. If you're stuck.
Yeah,
not ideal,
stuck.
But if you're stuck.
Mm-hmm. All right, so after Riddick, Heath took DeSean Jackson. Darren Sproles just went 94th overall. How do you feel about that?
He's the same as Riddick.
Okay. Here are some of the running backs left. Adrian Peterson, Rex Burkhead, Darren McFadden, Jonathan Stewart, Jamal Williams, and I'll ask you guys, how important is it to get Jamal Williams for the Ty Montgomery owner with the sickle cell trait situation?
Meh.
It's in the spot where it makes sense.
Yeah, I think he's going to share with Aaron Jones if Montgomery goes down.
Okay. Let's see what Nick's going to do here. Nick takes a while to pick, man.
I think Aaron Rodgers is throwing 40 touchdowns again.
I hope so. I love that this is a real league. Like, you're tired of doing these mock drafts. This is fun. I'm enjoying it. Let's give our teams through 8 picks. Heath, go ahead. You had the 4th overall pick. What do you got? Say it slowly, please.
My running backs are Jordan Howard, Mark Ingram, Frank Gore.
You got all 6 of those guys?
Yes. At wide receiver, I have Julio Jones, Michael Crabtree, Pierre Garçon, and DeSean Jackson. My tight end is Travis Kelce.
Not this slow. All right, I like your team. Good job. So you need a quarterback, right?
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah, whatever.
People listening on 2x speed will think that you said that in normal.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram, Jordan Howard, Frank Gore, Michael Crabtree and Julio Jones, Pierre Garçon at flex, DeSean Jackson on the bench, Travis Kelce. Jamie, you have Kareem Hunt, Lamar Miller, Amir Abdullah, Derrick Henry, and Theo Riddick. You have 5 running backs. Hunt, Miller, Abdullah, Derrick Henry, and Theo Riddick. You have Odell Beckham, Doug Baldwin, and Willie Snead. Interesting roster construction. 5 running backs, 3 receivers in a PPR league.
Yeah, I'm not done with receivers, so I'll be all right there.
Dave, well, I'll go with me first since I had this. Do I have 8th and you have 9th? I'm sorry. Or 7th and 8th.
Right. Right,
I have 8th. Aaron Rodgers, Todd Gurley, and C.J. Anderson with Gillislee on the bench. A.J. Green and Martavis Bryant with Macklin probably as a flex. And Tyler Eifert. Rodgers, Gurley, Anderson, A.J. Green, Martavis Bryant, Gillislee, Macklin, and Eifert. I got to be honest, I don't love it. I think it's like a B+, B to B+ team. I wish my number one running back were better than Gurley. But DeMarco Murray went the pick before me to Dave Richard. So you you have Cousins, Murray, Hyde, and Doug Martin. Evans, Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, and Kyle Rudolph. Cousins at quarterback, Murray, Hyde, Doug Martin, Evans, Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, and Kyle Rudolph. You like it?
I think it's pretty good.
Cool.
I'm pretty happy with it.
All right. Darren McFadden off the board. Nick took Eric Decker, then it was McFadden, then Mike Wallace, Jamal Williams. He's not the Ty Montgomery owner, is he?
No.
No.
No. That would be George.
All right, so now you're just hoping for injuries, picking upside. Should you take Rex Burkhead ahead of Jamal Williams, guys?
No. Same range.
All right. Dave, what would you do?
Between Burkhead and Williams in a PPR?
Yeah.
Give me Burkhead.
Burkhead, okay. Pete Prisco and Nick Kostos, they're both on the Pick 6 podcast. And right now in the draft room, they are going at it, and it is hilarious. And I can't read it, but if you want to hear this kind of stuff, the Pick 6 podcast is for you. Also, Jason Lockenfora, our NFL insider, is on that. And Will Brinson.
Right in front of you, huh?
Oh,
I was wondering if he's going to make it back to me.
Marcus Mariota goes, and now Heat's on the clock. 100th pick.
I don't even know how to recover from this.
Jameis, Cam, Ben, Heath. Or Jameis, Cam, Ben, Carr, Heath.
I'm in that category.
Yeah, you're better than Bortles, right?
Yep, obviously. I don't like any of the other players available. I am looking to make a deal to trade down. And I've got a weird problem because my flex and my 2 bench players all have the same bye week. And the person I want to draft has the same bye week. So I'm not going to do that.
You want to move down and I'll move up?
No, I'm going to take Jordan Matthews.
Well, you should have moved down.
Well, I could have had him later too.
Yeah, you could have had him at my pick.
Let me just
pick sooner in the next round.
Let me just be honest with you. I'm going to use Dave's rankings right now. Best running backs on the board are Adrian Peterson, Jonathan Stewart, LeGarrette Blount, Jacquizz Rodgers, who, like we have been saying, could get off to a really good start, and Jonathan Williams. So Peterson, Stewart, Blount, Quiz, Jonathan Williams. Best wide receivers on the board, Cooper Kupp, Robbie Anderson, Dante Moncrief, Kenny Britt, Adam Thielen. Kupp, Anderson, Moncrief, Britt, Thielen. Best tight ends on the board, Jamie just took Delanie Walker, by the way, Martellus Bennett, Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron. We're at the 102nd overall pick. Listen to the quarterbacks. Jameis, Ben, Carr, Luck, Rivers, Manning. I've reached the point, guys, where I kind of hate everyone other than the quarterbacks. There's not one great pick out there. I mean, I'm sure there will be one, but there's not one, like, oh, I got to get this guy, I got to get this guy. And that's what happens when you're in a league that waits on quarterback, I guess. Are you reading it the same way?
It's always the same thing when you take a guy early at that spot. You start to feel a little queasy, but then we've talked about slot, Adam. The season starts, and those guys are consistent. They're great. They're awesome. And then, you know, we talk about the trade offers and what people are giving up to get those guys.
Right. I don't really regret taking Rodgers in the third round. I just feel like we have reached the point where the only, like, really attractive players are quarterbacks. So I don't regret it, but I will say if you take Rodgers early, I took Eifert in the seventh round, I wouldn't have taken a tight end in, like, the fifth round. You don't want to do that necessarily. Maybe in a 10-team league, it's fine. Waiting for Pete Prisco to make his pick, as I'm sure it will be pretty bad.
He's had a very nice draft.
No, he hasn't.
I like his team.
You don't. Do you?
So you could have taken like DeAndre Hopkins or Dalvin Cook, Isaiah Crowell, one of those guys in the third round, and you could take Andrew Luck right now.
It's a great point. It's a great point. But I would say that even if Andrew Luck plays 14 games, those same 14 games, Aaron Rodgers will be probably 3 fantasy points more per game than him.
Right.
But that's it. I know Dave took Hopkins one pick later. He's not for me. Pete Prisco
so
is struggling.
What happened is Pete wanted to take a player. For some reason, he's saying the system won't let him take the player. And we're basically telling him that he could wait a while to take that player. We're trying to help Pete out. The system isn't rejecting because he's taking a player 6 rounds ahead of his ADP. But he just wants his player.
He wants Marquise Lee.
What do? You just let a guy take the player that
let him take the guy he wants.
All right, so he's got Marquise Lee.
Give him David Johnson of the Steelers. I think this would be a good time for him.
He wanted Marquise Lee, but it's pick 103 overall. I don't think Lee is going to be on anybody's radar for a while. No. He definitely could have waited, but
like
he really
rounds.
Wanted him.
Well, all of Pete's fantasy drafts are located in Jacksonville, so
right,
they're all Jaguars
where he lives.
All right, so I've got 3 wide receivers, 3 running backs, a tight end, and a quarterback. One of my wide receivers is Mike Gillisley. So for me here with the 104th overall pick, I think it makes sense to take Rex Burkhead, and that's what I will do. I took Rex Burkhead. To be honest with you, I know that you always want to have – Will Brinson says, alert, you have too many Jaguars on your roster to Pete Prisco. I know that you want to get good running back depth. It's not that important to me in a PPR league. Am I crazy? I don't need more than 4 running backs. I'm not saying I'm averse to it, to having more than that, but I don't really need more.
Yeah, if you have 3 good ones.
Well, I don't. I might. C.J. Anderson, Todd Gurley, and then the 2 Patriots guys, Gillisley and Burkhead. I don't feel like I need another one.
I'm surprised. I would expect Adrian Peterson to have a better year than Jacquizz Rodgers, but given your Martin pick, I thought you would have taken Rodgers.
Martin is my 3rd running back.
So?
Why do I need a handcuff?
He could have 2 great games, and that is a great flex for you.
He could.
You have to be committed right now to starting him in week 1. over.
That was my thing when I looked at it, and that's why I think he falls a lot of times. Am I going to start him over Mark Ingram or Jordan Howard week one or two? I don't think I could.
Yeah, Dave would have to start him over Watkins.
Is he even on the available?
He would have been a better pick than Jordan Matthews if in a vacuum. He's gone.
I couldn't take him.
Oh, he's gone. Right?
Yeah,
I thought I saw him. Oh. I'm sorry.
Fooled you.
He went to George Maselli at 102.
I was looking at when I was up.
Oh, okay.
What do you guys think of this draft so far? I think it's been pretty solid. Until Matt Forte Matt Forte at 107 overall. Not terrible.
Oh, it's fine.
It's horrible.
It's Team Kreath. That's
it's
a good
fine.
Pick.
It's
a terrible pick.
It's not, Dave. You're going
overboard.
You might
overboard. As well have said, with pick number 107, no. I take Rip Van Winkle.
I think there's really
pick 107, I take.
It's kind of hard to find a difference, that huge difference between Matt Forte and Adrian Peterson. They were both hurt last year. Forte was better than
Peterson's looked better.
Peterson.
And I certainly like his offense.
Peterson has had like five carries. Nobody's looked better.
He ran into the line and fell down on most of them.
Nobody's looked better. I would say Forte looked better. He got a lot more work,
first of all.
Forte
definitely looked better. I disagree.
But they played one. Forte played one half. Peterson played less than that. Like, we can't say who's looked better in preseason so far.
Right. So if we go back to last year, Forte looked better last year.
Well,
but Adrian barely played last year.
Got him on a technicality. It's fine. It's fine. 100 and something overall. All right. I'm going to ask you guys for a grade on every pick. So after I took Rex Burkhead, Dave took Adrian Peterson.
Let's
grade every pick since then. Jameis Winston, 106 overall.
A. C.
Matt Forte.
Wow. Really? C?
Well, there's still three quarterbacks I have ranked ahead of him. So
who?
I wouldn't say taking Winston there is, it's fine. If you like him more than Stafford or Ben or Luck.
Yeah. We're going to get a quarterback one now. Who is after that? I got to make a pick. Who is after that? Oh, Matt Forte.
F. B.
C.
Zay Jones.
C plus.
Wait. Who just picked for me?
You didn't take David Johnson?
Somebody just gave me David Johnson, the tight end. No, I did not. Zay Jones, C plus. I heard that. Cam Newton. Cam Newton going 109th overall, three picks.
That's fine.
A plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie, sure. Can you back that pick out? I'll take my real player. After Cam Newton, we had Jeremy Hill.
A little early.
Yeah.
D.
Now, you can't give a D for a little early. Give it a C.
Is Jeremy Hill really that different than Matt Forte?
Has Bilal Powell. Hill has both Geo and Mixon.
It's kind of the same to me.
I don't think Hill will get as many yards, but he'll get more touchdowns.
Corey Coleman, 111th overall.
B.
Yeah, B plus.
Cooper Kupp to Dave.
A plus.
F.
B. I was going to take him this round.
I don't think I want the fourth Rams wide receiver.
Wow.
Fourth?
Have you been paying attention?
Fourth. Yes. Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins.
Wow.
Both ahead of him.
I don't know.
Tavon Austin's coming
more.
Back?
Yeah, come on
Tavon
now.
Austin.
Tavon Austin. Woo. No.
I took the tight end. He's on my bench. You know what? Worst case scenario, I don't start him for a few weeks and I cut him for somebody off the waiver wire.
Yeah, I'll pick him up because he's going to be awesome.
Dante Moncrief to me.
F.
I think it's a
Isn't
good.
Isn't it crazy that we're at a point where we're taking Cooper Kupp out of Dante?
It's a good long term pick for me, I say.
I totally agree.
It's fine.
What'd you give me, Jamie?
B.
All right. I'm going to give myself a B plus. Prisch goes on the clock. Martellus Bennett. Martellus Bennett.
Why are you laughing? That's a good pick.
Yeah, he has Greg Olson.
Why did he write pick me M Bennett? He needed you to make the pick for him?
Yeah.
Ooh, George takes Andrew Luck, 115th. Jamie takes. All right, Andrew Luck grade.
B.
I mean, it's got to be at least a B, if not an A, because it's so late in the draft. What's the risk?
Yeah, I'll say B.
Yeah, by the way, going back to the Bennett pick, it makes sense in a vacuum at 114, but not when you took Greg Olson in the third round. Jamie took Robbie Anderson. Jamie, were you going to take Andrew Luck if he were available?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. Why? 115th.
Well, because I only have three receivers. I wanted another one. I thought Anderson was worth it at that spot.
Okay. Jonathan Stewart to Heath.
A plus.
B.
Do you own McCaffrey?
No.
I think it's a C. I think it's a B.
Thank you, Adam.
LeGarrette Blount next.
C.
Sure.
Yep.
But this is right around the time when he should go.
All right. I know you guys, I don't influence you at all, but if Wendell Smallwood is available for my next pick, I will take him.
No, Heath, I probably will.
Heath and Jamie pick before
I'm going to trade in front of you to get him.
What do you want?
Smallwood.
Smallwood's not a bad picker.
I don't know that I'll get him, but I'll try. We still have great quarterbacks on the board, 119th overall, and we got Ben Roethlisberger, Derek Carr, Philip Rivers, Matthew Stafford.
And we got Nick Costos completely on tilt because he didn't get Jonathan Stewart.
Oh, one, you took him just before?
This is the most mad anyone's ever been over not getting Jonathan Stewart.
Right.
He took Jamal Charles. Other running backs available right now. Jonathan Williams, DeAndre Washington, Samaje Perine. I do think the Lynch owner should be thinking about DeAndre Washington right now.
Absolutely.
In fact, everybody should be thinking about their handcuff right now. And quite frankly, start thinking about defenses right now.
Sure.
All right, all right.
Ethan and I don't have quarterbacks yet, and you're telling people to take
defense. Yeah, I may take my defense before I take a quarterback.
This is playing out great for you. You guys are going to get Roethlisberger or Carr or Rivers.
I'm probably going to take Stafford.
Yeah, it's working out beautifully. And let's – all right, we're going to wrap up the show.
Pete Briscoe just said to Nick, crybaby alert. Call your mommy, Nick.
It's – yeah. It's been a fun draft.
Nick has gone full overboard.
Let me ask you this. CJ Anderson gets hurt, and I have him. If he gets hurt, who do you want to own? Who's the best ball carrier for the Broncos?
I mean, you have to say Charles right
now. Is it week one? Because I'd say Charles. I'm hopeful he's still there in like week 7.
They said going into the third preseason game, depth chart, believe it or not, but they had Devontae Booker still listed second.
Yep. I know they like Booker.
They love Booker.
But they got to like what they see from Charles, too, at this point.
I would imagine that they want Charles to be change of pace third down back. And I would imagine that they probably want to keep him in that role, but increase it a little bit more if Anderson goes down.
Anderson's just very injury prone to me. I can't take Jamal Charles. He's already off the board. I'm not sure I would have taken him. I don't really trust him this year to stay healthy. And I wonder if they don't give him a full workload if Anderson does get hurt. But anyway, I'm thinking about handcuffs, so maybe I'll take Malcolm Brown with one of my last picks behind Todd Gurley. I don't think anybody's going to take him.
But why would you draft him, though?
We'll see. If there's nobody I like, then I don't think it's a terrible pick with my second to last pick. Now, Wendell Smallwood, Chris Carson's available. These guys would be pretty solid picks in round 11. For what it's worth, Eddie Lacy is also available. Alvin Kamara. And Latavius Murray... is he too much of an afterthought at this point? Does he make sense to draft at some point, Latavius?
No, I don't think it's a bad idea at this part. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Heath, you're on deck. This will be our last round on the air. Recent picks, Eric Ebron, Adam Thielen, Kevin White.
I'm just hoping to grab Smallwood.
Let's give a grade. Good for you, Heath. Give a grade to Eric Ebron.
This late, it's a B.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen.
B minus.
Kevin White.
C.
D.
Jack Doyle.
B minus.
C.
And Wendell Smallwood.
A plus.
A plus.
It's a very good pick.
Are you kidding?
Oh, Chris Carson just went too.
Wow, round 11, George is taking Chris Carson.
That's who I was going to take. I was going to take Smallwood, and I was going to take
Carson.
I
love him, but I think he's...
Did you mention when George took Luck that he also has Ryan?
I did not. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I just did.
Does that make sense?
I mean, if you're hoping to trade one of them at some point.
I don't think planning on trading a quarterback is generally a very good idea, but... Andrew Luck might be kind of a rare exception this year.
See, I think in most regular drafts, that is 100% accurate. But we have found in these leagues none of us are ever willing to trade what the fair value is for those quarterbacks. Dave is the perfect example of that. In our auction league
several
years ago in RG3's rookie season, you had I had Breeze that year. You had RG3.
Matt Ryan and RG3.
Right. And you couldn't give away RG3.
I really couldn't. And I wouldn't accept a deal where I gave him away.
Of course, but you were hoping to get fair value for RG3. And I believe, if I remember correctly, there were a couple of owners who needed quarterbacks, certainly somebody of that caliber, and nobody would do that at all. And so, like, right now, I'm sorry to keep it going, Adam, but Chris, Heath, and I do not have a quarterback. There's nobody that we're going to draft, most likely, that if Andrew Luck is right, is going to be Andrew Luck. Would you agree with that, Heath?
Yes.
The guys left on the board are Roethlisberger, Carr.
Roethlisberger might have a shot.
They all have a shot, but at least going in right now, none of us would say there has a chance to be as good as Luck. So it's just going to be a tough situation for George. And then if he ends up cutting him, we're all running to the waiver wire trying to get one of those guys.
Right. Yeah. But I think you did say that it's easier to trade quarterbacks in our listeners' leagues compared to our leagues, right?
Right. Because I think somebody would say, oh, I can get Andrew Luck. I'll give up Bilal Powell or Doug Martin, or, you're not giving up the best of the best, but you're giving up guys that are most likely starters for you, especially if they had a couple of bad weeks.
Mm-hmm. Let's grade some picks here. Just pull up the recent results. Okay, so after Smallwood, it was Marvin Jones to Jamie.
C plus.
I'll say B.
Chris Carson to George.
I love Chris Carson, but it's just too soon.
C.
A plus.
I'm looking at the board, and I don't think it's too soon for anyone at this point. I feel like we've reached a point where everybody kind of sucks except the quarterbacks.
Yeah, but the problem with Carson is if you draft him, you got to hang on to him for a while. And he might not get that opportunity until the midseason, if then.
It still could be a situation where I know Procise returned to practice, but if Thomas Rawls is slowed week one, Carson's going to have a role. And if he does great things with it, maybe he keeps it for a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I wish they would give him that chance without necessarily Rawls being – Rawls could be ready to go, and I wish he'd still get some opportunities to go out there and show what he can
do. Then you need Eddie Lacy to get cut.
And we already talked about that. I just don't think that makes a lot of economic sense for the Seahawks.
All right, and after that it was Eddie Lacy right after Chris Carson.
Yeah, it's a C.
C minus.
Are we taking Carson ahead of Lacy at this point?
I would.
I'm just probably not drafting Lacy.
Yeah.
I took the Broncos first to take a defense. Go me. First take quarterback, first take a defense. DeAndre Washington to Dave. Nice pick.
A plus.
Nice pick.
Phenomenal pick.
B.
Greatest player who ever played the game.
Maybe the best running back in Oakland.
Samaje Perine.
C.
C.
And to finish off the round, Kendall Wright.
Will fulfills his obligation. Sorry. I was going to say Will fulfills his obligation to take Cam Newton and Phillip Rivers in every league that we're in.
Listen, yes. If Chris doesn't take a quarterback here, I'm going to get really mad at him. He just took Kendall Wright. This is round 12. He's not picking again for another 22 picks. Just don't be cute.
And Ben Roethlisberger's on the
board. Yeah, just take him. There's nobody on the board right now that you have to take that's not a quarterback. Just take a quarterback here, Chris. He's not going to do it.
Defense.
He's not going to do it. He's 35 seconds off the clock. He would have taken a quarterback by now. What do you think about Kendall Wright, 131st overall? He took Charles Sims.
He took Charles Sims.
There you go. He's staying on brand. I think Kendall Wright is fine there. B minus.
Ted Ginn.
I was looking at Ginn. I thought that was a good
B minus.
C.
B.
Philip Rivers. I don't like it.
C.
Why?
Over Roethlisberger and Carr?
Yeah, I don't. You're right.
Stafford.
Right, I would have taken Roethlisberger and Carr ahead of him.
Charles Sims.
D.
F.
Latavius Murray.
F.
C.
G.
Deontay Foreman.
Deontay.
A plus.
Deontay. And then, like, I'm sorry to do this, guys, but I'm on the clock. I kind of feel like I'm going to take another quarterback.
The value is very good.
I have
seven
Rogers
of them left. I don't care if you take one.
Like, who's benefiting from that?
Yeah, nobody. No, all right. All right. So I've got Rodgers. There's like, who else would I even take at this point? I guess I could take Kendrick West.
I really think, Adam, that you don't want to be the guy that takes a quarterback first, has Aaron Rodgers, and takes a backup that he's never going to play.
I will say this, Adam.
There's some wide receivers left.
You could take a receiver.
Yeah, there's some wide receivers left, for sure. Some good ones. All right, let's take, this will be our last round, I'm sorry. Let's go with either J.J. Nelson or Sterling Shepard.
I'd take the Giants number two.
I don't have enough Giants, so let's take Sterling Shepard. All right, we'll let
he was in my queue. I was going to Azure strategy it with Beckham and Sterling Shepard.
Ah, there we go. And we'll let Jamie and Heath make their picks, and then we'll wrap things up. I want to thank everybody for listening.
This is a big F coming up here.
Oh, Laquan Treadwell to Pete Prisco.
Doesn't he know about Michael Floyd, the legend?
Let's read a bad team. Drew Brees. Well, look, LeSean McCoy, Ezekiel Elliott. That's pretty good. Tyreek Hill, Chris Hogan as your wide receivers in a PPR league. Greg Olsen at tight end. Marshawn Lynch, Brandon Marshall, Marquise Lee, Laquan Treadwell, Martellus Bennett, and Eddie Lacy on the bench. Well, McCoy and Zeke and Brees, that's pretty solid. Jamie takes Ben Roethlisberger. Heath takes Kenny Britt. Who are you going to take at quarterback next round?
Probably Stafford.
Okay. All right, guys. Good draft. Good show. Good luck. Maybe you can actually beat me this time.
That would be nice.
We'll do it.
I failed in the championship game last year.
Guys, thank you for participating, and to the listeners, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Friday. You're going to hear the podcast we recorded on Thursday night from Philadelphia. And then on Monday, we will have a show, a Labor Day show. So get excited for that. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. It's all right.